You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. The peaceful picture painted by a sunny afternoon along the Indian River Lagoon on the Treasure Coast can be misleading. High bacteria levels at times have caused officials to warn people to stay out of the water. The marine life has been getting very sick and even dying in parts of the river. Many speculate about why, but a new effort is going to try to scientifically answer that question.
Problem is, nobody's done a study like this that actually makes real-world determinations of where the pollution is coming from. Everybody says they know where it's coming from. Everybody's got their own theories. But what we're going to do is look at just two canals and try to pin it down.
Dr. Edith Witter is ORCA's CEO and senior scientist. She'll be leading the research project. By monitoring the canals, they hope to identify the source of major contamination, such as residential, agricultural, or fertilizer. So it may seem odd that the funding, $500,000, will come from Scotts Miracle-Gro Company, a fertilizer manufacturer.
They approached us about what they could do to help with the Indian River Lagoon. Their CEO actually lives on the Indian River Lagoon and saw what was happening this summer.
Originally skeptical of such funding, Witter says she nearly walked away from the project several times before she was finally truly convinced this partnership would work.
I told them up front, you know, if we find out you're the problem, we're going to say it loud and clear. And they said fine, because if they said if they were the problem, then they wanted to figure out how to be the solution.
A two-year study should kick off this summer. The two canals to be monitored have yet to be chosen.
And we haven't selected the canals yet, but they're going to be selected from the six marked here, Taylor Creek, Moores Creek, 10 Mile Creek, C-24, C-23, and the North Fork.
A muck study will be done on those possible canals to indicate areas that are most toxic. But Witter says they'll also be looking for areas which may be using methods which are helpful to the lagoon, something they've already found while monitoring canals in Indian River County.
We were looking at nitrogen, total nitrogen in the sediments, and we found most of the finger canals had huge buildups of organic nitrogen. But there were two canals that were relatively clean, and they were associated with a golf course. And golf courses are always being blamed as a source of major runoff. But they were using best practices. And they bag all of their clippings. They use a low-dose organic liquid fertilizer. They don't poison their water hazards. They use water plants. And so, hey, look, you know, you can have a golf course that's not contributing to the nitrogen load in the Indian River Lagoon, and that's definitely something we want to encourage.
A 7-member committee has been set to oversee the project. They all got blue denim baseball caps featuring a drop of polluted water in the crosshairs.
And so in honor of this special event, we had some special hats made for our ORCA Pollution Solutions team.
That committee includes environmentalists as well as a representative of the citrus industry and local government. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.